Nicola, this is a venue you love. You look up at the castle up there. Brings out the best in you, or has done in recent years.
Well, wouldn't that be nice if it brought the best out of this week as well? It's fabulous to be here at Blair. It's such an amazing setting for a three-day event, and we're so lucky to be here.
Well, explain the sort of the nuances of the cross-country course, because it is different. You know, we are in a lovely part of the country, but it's not the sort of normal cross-country terrain.
No, very, very different to any other cross-country course. I mean, Burley last week is also very hilly, but not as hilly as this. And it's a fabulous course. You know, he's used different a different layout to previous years, and it's very exciting.
And your horse obviously has gone well here.
He did go very well here last year, but you know, this year is a very different year, and we look forward to starting our dressage, you know, and getting going.
I've got to ask, how are you? Because obviously you didn't complete the cross country at Burley. Looked an interesting fall. It looked painful viewing. Was it painful?
Well, it certainly wasn't planned. A little bit unexpected. But both Annie Clover and I are absolutely fine. And I just think maybe she misread the question. I'm not entirely sure what happened. But yes, I got catapulted into the log and ended up hanging on for dear life, really. But I knew she was down in the ditch, sort of trying to find her feet. And I thought it was best I stayed out of harm's way, hanging on to my log. So yes, it was certainly an interesting moment, and certainly wasn't planned.
But as a team, back to here, optimism that you can get medal and push the Germans?
Absolutely, we've got a fantastic squad of riders and horses, and we'll all certainly be doing our best, as will every competitor here.